March 2, 1926. Silence on that which regards the truths of the divine will forms the tomb of these truths, while the Word forms the resurrection. The glory be of the soul in the divine will. I felt oppressed and with such reluctance to open my soul to manifest what my blessed Jesus tells me, that I would rather have remained silent forever, so that nothing would be known anymore. I lamented to my sweet Jesus, saying to him, "Oh, if you told me not to say anything to anyone, ever again, of what passes between you and me, from what an enormous weight you would free me, how happy I would be. Don't you see my great repugnance, and the effort I have to make?" But while I was saying this, my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, would you want to bury the light, the grace, the truth, and so prepare the tomb for your Jesus?" Silence on anything which is truth forms the burial of the truth, while the Word forms the resurrection of the truth. It makes light, grace and good rise again. More so, since the Word on the truth comes from the supreme fiat. The Word had its divine field when, in creation, with the word fiat I issued the whole creation. I could have created it remaining silent also, but I wanted to use the word fiat so that the word too might have divine origin. And since it would contain the creative power, whoever would use it to manifest what belongs to me might have the power to communicate those truths to whomever would have the fortune to listen to him. For you, then, there is a stronger reason. In fact, since the greater part of everything I tell you are things which regard my supreme will, it is not only the original word, but the fiat itself which, entering the field again as in creation, wants to make known the immense goods that my will contains. And it communicates so much power to everything I manifest about it, as to be enough to form the new creation of my will within souls. Is this the love you have for me, that with your silence you want to form the tomb for my will? I remained frightened and more afflicted than before. And I prayed Jesus to give me the grace to fulfill his most holy will. And my beloved Jesus, as though wanting to cheer me, came out from within my interior, and squeezing me tightly to his most holy heart, infused new strength in me. At that moment, the heavens opened and I heard everyone say, in chorus, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit." I don't know how, but it was my turn to answer, "As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." But who can say what was happening? In the word Father, one could see the creative power flowing everywhere, preserving everything, giving life to everything. The mere breath of this word was enough to maintain everything he had created intact, beautiful and ever new. In the word Son, one could see all the works of the word, renewed, ordered, and all an act of filling heaven and earth to give themselves for the good of creatures. In the word Holy Spirit, one could see all things being invested with a speaking, operative and vivifying love. But who can say everything? I felt my poor mind immersed in the eternal Beatitudes, and my adorable Jesus, wanting to call me back into myself, told me, "My daughter, do you know why it was your turn to say the second part of the glory be single quote? Since my will is in you, it befitted you to bring the earth up to heaven, in order to give, in the name of all, together with the celestial court, that glory which will never end, world without end. Eternal things, which never end, can be found only in my will, and one who possesses it is in communication with heaven. This soul takes part in everything they do in the celestial regions, and she is as though in act together with the celestial blessed."